Together with that love that goes from heart to heart and not just from lip to lip. Have mercy, Lord. Lord, we know you're able this morning. You can do everything but fail, and we just want to thank you. Thank you for another chance, Lord, on this side to get it right where we've been wrong. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, bless each and everyone under the sound of my weak voice this morning, Lord. Blessed is only you can bless, Lord. Save as only you can save. Set free as only you can set free, Lord. And heal this morning as only you can heal, knowing that you got all power in your hand. And Lord God, we just want to thank you. We'll be so careful, Lord, to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, because we know you're worthy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you this morning. For Christ's sake, amen.
Amen.
And thank God. Don't you let nobody turn you around, turn you around, world all turn you around. Don't you let nobody turn you around, leave me in Galilee. Just meet me, Jesus, meet me. Just meet me in the middle of the Oh, please, oh, Wayne, you should be.
Thank you. praise him when you're all by yourself. You just praise him when you're riding in your car. You praise him when you wake up in the morning, and you praise him before you go to bed at night. I want to tell you today, he's worthy of all our praise. He's worthy of all of our honor. Amen, amen, because he is a good God. Amen, amen, amen. Well, you've been welcome already. I'm just going to welcome you again to our service. We praise God for you. And as we gather today, we came to worship and praise his name. Yes. Amen. Amen. Stand to your feet right now and join us for the doxology.
Just as we are, weary, weak, tired, and worn. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Because you woke us up this morning and started us on our way. You provided everything to us that we needed. This weekend, we thank you. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. We had 10,000 tongues. We could not thank you enough for your grace and your mercy. You look beyond our faults and you met us at every need. Father God, you gave us unconditional love when we were disobedient. And when we failed, oh Father God, you still encouraged us, restored to us the joy of our salvation and picked us up. We just want to say again, thank you. That's why, Father God, we come into this place. We gather around whatever platform we are listening to this worship service this morning. To take time out, to acknowledge that you are the author and the finish of our faith. And without you, we are nothing, but in you and through you, all things are possible. And we realize that we thank you for it. Thank you for your son called Jesus, his mighty, majestic name. That you sent him to die for us, Father God, when we didn't even think about you, we thank you. Father God, we can say so many things about you. You're wonderful, you're omnipotent. Yes. You're so powerful, you're a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. Yes. Father God, you're faithful, and we thank you for that. Father God, you know we are your children, and you are our Father. You are the shepherd, we are the sheep. You are the potter, and we are the clay. In you and through you, we exist. Our very being is in you. So that's why, Father God, we take all this time to acknowledge you before asking you for anything. Because someone needs you for one thing, and someone needs you for another. Father, all of us in the midst of a battle, we're in the midst of a struggle. But we know that our help comes from you.
Yes.
And that's why we take time out to acknowledge and give you thanks that you saved us and we are the apple of your eye. We thank you for that. So, Father, somebody needs you for one thing, somebody needs you for another. But we ask, Father God, meet each and every one out there in need right now. Father God, it's a financial blessing. We actually meet Jehovah Jireh. If healing in their body, we actually be a balm in Gilead. Father God, right now, someone's in the battle, in the struggle. Someone's bound and can't get loose. Father God, someone want to be set free. Someone want to do what you've called us to do. But Father God, they're being impeded by the enemy. He is throwing up every obstacle, every diversion that he can. He has even attacked us close, oh Father God. So we ask, oh God, right now that you do what you say you would do. And just be a battle axe in the time of the battle. As he comes in, the enemy, like a flood, you said you'd raise a standard against him. So Father God, do just that. Raise a standard against him. Father God, we know that you are the help. You are the hills from where coming our help. Our help comes from you. So that's why we're taking this time, my Father God, to reconnect with you, to restore ourselves unto you, to give thanks to you. We need you right now. Somebody, Father God, can't call your name. Somebody had a desire to be here. Somebody had a desire to tune in, but Father couldn't for whatever reason it was. We ask, oh God, that you just look beyond their faults, look beyond the circumstances, situation, and meet them. Let them know, even though they cannot trace you, they can still keep trusting. We thank you, Father. Father God, we ask you to bless your people with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So we have clarity of your word, knowing that in you all things are possible, that you are the word wrapped in flesh. You are the God-man that in the beginning was you and the word was with you. We thank you for that. Father God, we just want to do what you call us to do. So Father God, make a way out of no way for somebody. Father God, give somebody peace that surpasses all understanding. And when we feel like we're all alone, Father God, in your own special way, how you do for each and every one of us, Father, let us know that we're still in the family of God and that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Bless New Jerusalem right now. Bless the leadership in this church, Father God. Everything they put their hands to, let it become a success. Father God, bless New Jerusalem financially, spiritually, and physically right now. In the name of Jesus. Not for our own sake, Father God, but so that you can use us to build the kingdom of God. We want to do your will, Father God. And Father God, right now we ask, give us a closer walk with you. Father God, visit us, oh Father God, like you did Adam and Eve and God in the noonday time. Come and talk to us, Father God, as we reach out to you. We want to be that which you called us to be. We want to be obedient to you. Father God, encourage your people, strengthen your people, meet them right now in the need. And Father God, right now, there's something in this prayer that I did not pray. I did not say. We ask that you would allow that Holy Spirit that you have given to us to utter utterings that we don't know how to utter. Because you know what we need when we need it. Father God, have your way. Bless your people in a special way. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Protect them from the noose of pestilence. Cover their homes in the blood. Cover their lives in the blood. Right now, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we won't wait till the storm is over. We won't wait till the rain to stop pitter-pattering. We won't wait till the lightning stop flashing. But we'll thank you in advance. Because guess what, God? Your credit is good with us. You've done it enough before. We know you'll do it again. And we ask you, Father God, that you have your way in the lives of your people in here in New Jerusalem. Father God, if you do these few and simple things for us, we'll be so, oh, so very careful to give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Bless us, Lord, right now. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And all who love the Lord say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Put your hands together and give God a hand.
Yeah.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. God has sped us. Once again, we have reached the 10th mile post in this year. The 10th first Sunday this year, we thank God he has kept us this far by faith. Many is not here with us right now, has left the start of the year, but we thank God for being, he's been faithful, he's keeping us. Amen. I want to welcome everyone back into the sanctuary once again under the sound of my voice on the phone line, and you are viewing us on Facebook Live. We thank you that you are taking time out to give God some of your time. He's truly worthy of all our praise. Amen. He's just such a faithful God. He's done so much for us. So to remind you that we have Bible study at 6 p.m. on Tuesday on the phone line. I want to thank God that we have that opportunity. Make sure you show up for that. We remind you. I send a phone reminder out. Also, I want to thank you for being so good. This Tuesday, also on the stage, this Tuesday, Community Life Help will be giving out food in the parking lot area. So if anyone needs food, you can come and get food. There's free produce and food items for the community and New Jerusalem. So that will be at 1 o'clock on Tuesday. They will be doing that. Also, we want to thank God for restoring and healing our sick and shut-in. Those that have been sick, yeah, recovering in at home. We have Sister Angela that's home. Amen. She is recovering very, very, very well from COVID. Her strength is coming back every day, and we hope to see her soon. Amen? Amen. Remember, those that are not in the sanctuary today that they say will be traveling, give them traveling grace. Continue to pray for those individuals. Amen? Amen. Amen. We're going to allow Sister Ophelia Morrison, President Morrison, to come, and she has an announcement. We're going to let her do that. And then I'll come back and talk at you. Amen.
Good morning, family. As Pastor has already said to us this morning, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, we're down to the wire. Sunday coming is our pastor's 6th anniversary. We will be celebrating. We want you to note that the time has changed. It was originally scheduled for 4 o'clock. But now it is scheduled for 3 o'clock. So please pass it on, and we will. I did send out a text to many of you. So just continue to pass the word around that it is at 3 o'clock instead of 4 o'clock. Now, we all know what our financial responsibilities are. And for those who have not stepped forward to give me what you need to, we're asking you to do so today. The latest is next Sunday morning. So please, family, let's step up and let's do what we need to do to make this day, our pastor's 6th anniversary celebration, a success. I know you will. You have done it in the past, and I know you're going to continue to do what we need to do in honoring and loving our pastor. So we're looking forward to speaking with you. If you have any questions, just feel free to let me know. Remember, your colors next Sunday is white and gold, or gold and white. If you have neither, just come as you are, and we'll be just happy to see you. In God's name, amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Are we looking forward to seeing each and every one of you in the place? No matter what you do, I want to see your face in the place. Amen?
Amen.
It'll be a good time of celebration to see each and every one of you. It's encouraging when I do. Amen. And remember the time change. It did say 4 o'clock. I reposted it, and we have sent out many informational texts, so you know that we'll be here at 3 p.m. We'll try to make sure we get everyone out of service and make sure that service goes in the way that everyone can get out on time so we can be back at 3 p.m. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you. I know business in the sanctuary this morning. Good to see each and every one of you back home, as I said. But right now, it is offering time.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. You remember all those platforms that we have? We have the New Jerusalem Cash App. You can give to the website. We can do the text give. That put that phone number in 954-953-5311, and you can give that way if you're not in the sanctuary. Amen? Amen. Now let us bless this offering in advance. What you're about to give. You know that we can't be God-given. God said, bring your tithes in the storehouse. It'll be me in my house, child of God. He said, see them open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you cannot receive. We are firm believers in giving the tithe to the new Jerusalem. You know, God bless us as we are obedient to him. Amen? Let us bless this offering in advance. Well, Father God, right now, as we take this opportunity to give you that which you have given to us, we thank you right now for our health, strength. We thank you right now for our families, our jobs, and our homes. We thank you for all the resources that you've given to us, even then when we neglect to acknowledge you. Father God, you bless us anyhow. We thank you for that. So, Father God, right now, as your people about to give unto you, we ask you to bless this offering that we give, oh God. Father God, you know the circumstances, the situation of each and every one under the sound of my voice. But, Father God, we're going to call those things that are not as if they are. We're going to walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that you would do just what you say you would do. And that's open up the windows of heaven and pours out a blessing that you can, that we cannot receive. You will orchestrate the affairs and the situations and circumstances in our life, oh Father God, so that we can give to you. Father God, you said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. All these other things will be added unto us. So Father God, we're going to do just what you say that you will do. And we're going to be obedient to your word. So Father God, bless this offering. And to be used for the betterment of building your kingdom. And when given days are over down here, save us a place anywhere in your kingdom will be just all right with us. And all who love the Lord say amen, 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 and amen. Ushers, lead us in that giving choir. Give us some music.
It's all because I
Thank you so much, Father. I will shine some amount of spotlight on verses 23 to verses 34 with the help of the Holy Ghost. Let us pray. Lord God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We thank you right now, Father God, it's once again another time that we stand behind Holy Rasta to proclaim your holy and majestic word. You said, oh Father God, that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word would never pass away. That we can stand on your word. You said that your word would never return unto you void, but that it would accomplish whatever you sent it out to do. Father God, we ask you right now to give us a rhema word, tailor-made fit for the circumstance and situation for whatever your children are going through at this present time.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, let your word be a restoring word. Let your word be a saving word. Let your word be a healing word and an encouraging word right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, allow us to hide your word in our hearts so that we might not sin against you. Father God, let your word be plain enough so that a child can understand it. Draw back right now, Father God, the draperies of misunderstanding. Father God, allow me to explain your word as you want it to be explained. Father God, let it fit somebody right now. Somebody need a word from you. And without a word from you, what would we do? So Father God, right now, use me in spite of me hiding behind the cross. Allow me to be the earthen vessel that you pour out upon your people what they need right now. If you do these few and simple things, O Heavenly Father, we'll be kept to give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Speak, Lord, for your people. Hear it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at the 23rd verse. For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. For if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. And we know that God's word is already blessed. I'd like to put a simple tag on this topic this morning: the blessing of the supper. The blessing of the supper. You may take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Those of you that are at least 50 and above, remember BTU, Baptist Training Union. That's right, BTU, Baptist Training Union. We make fun of it, we scorn it, laugh at it, but I'm going to bring it back this morning in this message. I will resurrect Baptist Training Union because we need to hear some things concerning what we do. There are only two ordinances which we as Baptists recognize. Only two rituals that we adhere to that are described in the Word of God. What we are going to do this morning is not communion. We call it that and entitle it as such, but it is not communion. We do not take the sacrament. There are seven or so sacraments in the Roman Church. We do not observe in the Baptist Church sacraments. What we do is not a communion. We observe the Lord's Supper. The ordinances that we observe in our church, that we adhere to according to the Word of God, the first is the ordinance of baptism by immersion. The second is the observance of the Lord's Supper. We don't sprinkle in the Baptist faith. We are totally immersed. We are put under the water, submerged in the water. Jesus, when he went down to the Jordan River with John the Baptist, he was baptized, went completely under the water. And the symbolism is that we rise from death to our old life, to resurrection and new life in Christ. That is what baptism symbolizes. Dying an old life and raising up into a new life in Christ. That is what baptism symbolizes. Then when we observe the Lord's Supper, it is also a symbolic ordinance. It does not matter if we take it on the first Sunday, on the fifth Sunday. There's nothing sacred or biblical about the first Sunday. Some churches, some do it on the fourth Sunday. Some do it every Sunday. Some do it once a month, like we observe it. Some do it once a quarter. Some churches do it once a year. There's no salvation in taking the Lord's Supper. Now you don't get quiet on me. And there's no damnation if you don't take the Lord's Supper. There's no grace being dispensed when we partake of the Lord's Supper. If you don't take it and you die, it does not say you will go to hell, because you can't take it and go to hell. If taking the Lord's Supper can make you a Christian, sitting in your garage can make you a BMW. Baptism does not save you.
Taking the Lord's Supper does not save you. They are symbolic. It means something. There is a significant meaning behind it. But you must grasp what goes on behind the meaning. Because the act in itself cannot save you. What does it symbolize? What is it saying to us as we gather around the Lord's table? First of all, it's a time of commemoration. The word commemorate means to honor the memory of somebody or something in a special ceremony, to serve as a memorial of something. We come at this time that we chose on the first Sunday to commemorate Christ's suffering for our sins. Brothers and sisters, if you follow me through the text, you know the word. Jesus suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus suffered at the hand of God in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done." Jesus suffered at God's hand in Gethsemane. Then he suffered at the hand of Satan at Gabbatha. That's G-A-B-B-A-T-H-A. Gabbatha. That was the place that Jesus was put on trial. Y'all hear me? The devil himself tried Jesus. He wanted Jesus to circumvent the cross, to go around God's prescribed manner of saving us from our sins. Then Jesus suffered at the hands of men at Golgotha. That's Calvary. Golgotha. G-O-L-G-O-T-H-A. Golgotha. They spit on Jesus. They pulled out his beard. They struck Jesus with their fists. They whipped Jesus all night long. He said not a mumbling word. They scourged him. Jesus was beaten with a whip that had metal and pieces of rock at the end of the whip. Every time they hit our Jesus, the whip pulled flesh straight off of his bones. Jesus was scourged, whipped, and beat upon. All of that, the scripture said, was for me. Just for me. And as you take the bread and the fruit of the wine this morning, before you put it in your mouth, remember, Jesus did it all just for me. Jesus did not have to do it, but he did it anyway. I was the one that was guilty, but Jesus stood in our place. Every time you come around the Lord's table, it should remind us of the majesty of his grace and the magnitude of our guilt. Brothers and sisters, you can't shout about grace until you realize just how guilty we really were. These kinds of services meant something in the old church. Y'all back to me, y'all. Because they did not play when it came to baptism, Deacon Frodo.
Yes, sir.
They would put us on what was called the mourner's bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody, somebody over 50, you know what I'm talking about. We had to stay sometimes on the mourner's bed from 6 to 9 months before they baptized us.
Yes.
Then we should start doing it again, and maybe everybody would disappear after they get baptized. Because they wanted to make sure we were not playing around with baptism.
Yes.
Because there's no salvation in it, but there's a lifestyle that goes with it. Before you went into the water, they had to see evidence that your baptism was going to symbolize that you had died to your old life or start doing some dying. Many of us go in the water, a dry devil, and come up a wet devil.
Amen.
Your life should be changed or in the midst of a change. Because if any man be in Christ, am I not in the book?
Yes.
He is a new creation.
Yes,
all things are passing away. And behold, all things are becoming new. Paul said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And they certainly, certainly, y'all, listen, they certainly did not play around with the Lord's Supper. I can still see those elderly saints in my church as I was growing up as a young boy. They would not even let you touch the Lord's Supper table. Only certain people could handle the linen that went on the Lord's Supper. Y'all ain't with me? Because they were serious about the things of God. But we are so cavalier. We joke, we laugh, we play and think about these services. But New Jerusalem, if God's death through Jesus Christ means something to us, we should not laugh, joke, be cavalier about what he has done for your salvation. Salvation is free, but it is not cheap. Because it costs God everything. When you come to worship, when we come in here to worship, you should give God your everything. Yes. It's not that I remember being in churches or in church growing up, and everybody had a wife. Nobody would come to church without a hat on. Y'all hear me? On the first Sunday. It is nothing in the ritual or what we do, but it's saying that we are putting a special significance on what God did for us in saving us. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? If we have no standard and we don't show any standard, how can we teach the younger generation? So that's why I ask in New Jerusalem that our leaders, we're going to wear white, we're going to put cover our head in communion, because guess what? We're going to show us that what Jesus did was just not a light thing. He gave up glory to come here for us, y'all. It's a service in itself. Yeah, I may rush to a regular service, but I ain't rushing to community service. That's a service all in itself. Are y'all with me? We should not laugh, joke about it. We should put everything on for God. Give God our everything. So it's about commemoration. It's also about sacrifice. A whole lot of preaching now is about therapy. Watch me, Sister Amy. It's about making you feel good about yourself. Yeah. It's what we call therapeutic deism. Watch Pastor teaches Deacon Furlow. Therapeutic deism.
Yes, sir.
It's impersonal idealism. It's secular humanism. It's all about the self. The glorifying of the self. About what you can have right now.
Yeah.
I have had people inbox me, email me, and message me, Reverend Lyle. Pastor, I've been thinking about joining the church. But I would like to know what your stance is. Or what your position is on this or that. And what does the church have to offer me?
Yeah.
I wonder if any of them ever asked themselves, what have I to offer God? This is his church. What do I bring? Because the church is not a restaurant. The church is not some fraternal order. The church is not some sorority or some nightclub where you come and get your felt needs met. The church is the body of Christ. As the body of Christ, there's an element of sacrifice in that body that goes into what we do. And if you are not willing to die, y'all hear me?
Amen.
If you're not willing to die, you're not willing to follow Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank God he's not asking us. Paul said, none of you have resisted unto blood. He said, well, have some sacrifice. He's done, if God never did not one other thing for us, he died for us. So that when we leave here, we have a right to be in glory and not in hell. If you put your hands to the plow and look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. What do you bring to the kingdom?
Yeah.
People ask, you got nursery in your church? You got babysitting service in the church? Singles ministry, Sister Morris, and couples ministry. What y'all doing about social justice in your church? About police brutality, what you doing about it? They ask me, they want to know what my message, Sister Thomas, is going to be.
What your message gonna be about this Sunday, Pastor? You know what I tell some fellow?
Yes.
I'm gonna get him on Sunday morning.
Yes.
Come to church, do your fellow?
Yes.
And preach Jesus.
Yes.
If you come back next Sunday, I'll be getting up and preach Jesus.
Yes.
And if you come back again, I'll still be preaching just Jesus. Because I don't know nothing that will straighten out a marriage but Jesus. Oh, help me somebody. I don't know nothing that will straighten out a crazy child like Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing that will handle a boss from hell on your job like Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing that will lift up a bowed down, depressed Christian like Jesus Christ. Yeah. Because when you start talking about Jesus, there's something about the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
It's just something about that name. Whatever trouble you're in, Jesus can handle it. I need a witness of it. Help me testify that there is a name above every name. The Bible says, above at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every tongue will confess.
Yes, sir.
It's a time of commemoration at the Lord's Supper. There's a time of sacrifice, my brothers and sisters.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
But hey, it's also a time of celebration.
Yes.
The word celebrate means to make a special occasion.
Yes.
It comes from the Latin word celebra, which means to assemble, to honor, to engage in festivity, to have a feast.
Yes.
And when we come around the Lord's table,
it
is a feast.
Yes.
It's a feast that celebrates God's compassion towards us.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness in here?
Yeah.
We must look. We were lost, y'all.
Yes, we were.
And without Christ.
Yes.
But God had compassion on us.
Yes, he did.
We were like sheep without a shepherd.
Yes.
But he had compassion on us.
Yes.
Think about all the sins you have already committed. And God lets you live.
Yes.
God gave us the strength to get up out of bed this morning.
Yes,
God let us come up in this house with all our low down dirty ways.
Yes.
With all the stuff in our past. Yes. God should have cut us off long time ago.
Yes.
But yet God is still blessing us.
Yes,
with a job. I still have a nice place to sleep tonight.
Yes.
Food on our table. Yes. Everything we need to be provided for, God provides it for us.
Yes.
Even when we fall short and we tell him we're going to do what he asks us to do and we don't do it, he still provides it anyway.
Yes.
What a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
I don't know why God is so mindful of us.
Thank you, Lord.
Not because we are deserving. You see, that is the difference between people who knows something about the difference between mercy and grace.
Yes.
And people think that they have it all together. It's a difference between the people that think they have it all together and people that know the difference between grace and mercy.
Yeah, Jesus.
Listen to this, y'all.
Yeah.
Mercy is God holding back from us what we deserve.
Yeah.
Well.
Y'all with me? And grace is God giving us what we do not deserve. We don't deserve to be in this house this morning.
Yeah.
But God has been so faithful.
Yeah.
We don't deserve to be in the sanctuary this morning, listening to me on that way, however you're listening to me or watching.
Yeah.
But God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
God has been so faithful, he has carried our sins for us.
Yeah.
He has borne our griefs. He has wept with us.
Yeah.
When we have had to weep, he wept with us.
Yeah.
He has rejoined, he has rejoiced and joined and stayed with us. And when we come into his presence, I don't ever get tired of saying thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Who in here got a reason to praise God this morning?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yes.
When you think about where you came from,
yes,
and where you are right now, where you used to be,
yes,
You got a reason to praise God. Born on the wrong side of the track. Born in the wrong family, whatever you want to say, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
Did not have a good house to live in. You can count the pairs of shoes you had.
Yeah.
Because maybe there were only one or two of them.
That's right. Yeah.
But here you are right now. Check you out this morning, Sister Furlough.
Yeah.
I know you knew, Sister Furlough. You had to decide what pair of shoes you're going to put on this morning.
Yeah.
You didn't just come here looking so poorly like that. You got a whole bunch of stuff. But you grew up with one pair of shoes and it probably has some holes in it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
some of y'all sitting there right now while I'm preaching the word of God here, trying to make up your mind what you're going to eat today.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to eat at home, you can decide what restaurant you're going to drive to in the car that God provided for you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
With the money that God gave you to spend.
Yes.
With the appetite that God put in your healthy body.
In your mouth. In your
How dare you get ready to go and enjoy all of God's blessing and don't take a minute to celebrate? Gotta get a witness up in here. God has been good.
Yes, he has.
God has been good. That's why we come around the supper table. Because God has been good. Move out of my way. Because when I come to church, I want to have a good time.
Yes.
I went through stuff, hell, all week, ups, downs, crazy people, people stuck on stupid, the devil messing with me. No, when I come to church, I want to get my praise on. I want to hear me some good praying, good singing, good, what you say. I need to have my gas tank recharged and refilled because the devil's not going to stop because I came to church today. Come here to thank God just because of what he's done. But I come to thank God, Reverend Lord, just because who God is.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
No matter, this matter of celebration, y'all, this matter of celebration has to do with the God-man Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Who paid for my sins through his death.
Yes.
And God guaranteed me eternal life because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And because he lived, because he's alive, at the right hand of God, sit with power, Sister Thomas,
yes.
When I die,
yes.
I won't really be dead.
Yes.
Oh, y'all didn't hear me, huh?
Yes.
Help me preach the Holy Ghost. As a matter of fact, the scripture calls it sleep. When the believer leaves this world, it is not death, it is sleep. It is sleep in the terms of only God can wake me up.
Amen.
Oh, my Lord. My name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, y'all.
Jesus.
Because I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior.
Yes.
And when he comes back, I'm going back with him.
Yes, Lord.
Because just like Jesus got bodily up from the grave, just like Jesus got a bodily from the grave, so will we. And if we are not in the grave, the Bible says we'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I got to get up. If I die, I got to get up, y'all.
Amen.
Yeah.
I have some people over there. I have some loved ones over there.
Yeah.
So I celebrate because when this life is over, I'm not staying in no graveyard.
Yeah.
No graveyard will be able to hold any of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all ain't with me.
Yeah.
No graveyard. That's why we come and we commemorate the Lord's Supper.
Yeah.
That's right. The way I look at this thing, I know y'all are tired, and I'm going to go. The way I look at this thing, Reverend Lyles, we just tenants here.
Yeah.
That's right.
We got tenants. We are tenants here, Deacon Furlow, with a lease.
Yes.
And one day, the landlord going to tell us our lease has expired. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
I heard an old deacon say, this old building just keeps on leaning.
Yes, sir.
And say, after a while, I'm going to have to move out there every day and get a lease. out of here.
Yeah.
Once the landlord tells me that my lease has expired, y'all ain't with me. I don't mind if he gonna try to kick me out. Evict me if he wants to. Because the Bible says, when Jesus left, he said, I go to prepare a place for you.
Yes, sir.
So that where I am, you will be also. He said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in me, y'all ain't with me? He said, in my house there are many mansions. If it were not so, Sister Fernando, I would have told you so. Y'all ain't hearing me. I heard an old preacher say that. I heard that the streets were paved with gold. And I heard that there were 24 elders in the city. They're all over there gone before us, but some of them has checked out before us, Sister Amy. Can I preach like God gave it to me? They checked out and their lease were expired before ours, but the Bible says that they gotta wait until we get there before they crown him Lord of Lords. I heard a deacon say, when we all get to heaven, what a day! What a day of rejoicing that will be. So when we come around the table once a month, we're celebrating and commemorating and remembering the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. I thank God for Jesus that he stepped down through 42 generations. His body was broken for us. His blood was shed for us.
Well.
I thank God, y'all.
Yeah.
And I thank God that he understands that I'm so fickle and finite that he gives me new mercies each and every day. But his blood also covers what I'm going to do 3 days from now, y'all. And as long as I'm in his hand now and I surrender my life to him, nothing can take me up out of his hand. Y'all hear me? Because there's a blessing in the supper.
Yes, sir.
There's a blessing in the supper.
Yeah.
Get excited about it, y'all. I'm excited when I partake of it because it symbolizes that I'm a part of the family of God. The blessing in the supper.
Yes, sir.
Stand to your feet. Maybe there's someone today that do not know the Lord as their personal Savior. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. When you hear the invitation, harden not your heart. God said, I've been reaching out to you. He said, I'm ready for you to give your life to me. He said, I'm not ready for you to straighten your life out. He said, I'll help you do that. He said, come to me just as you are, weary, weak, and worn. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come to me just as you are. Is there one? Maybe someone that know the Lord as your Savior and you have not been following and been faithful to the Lord. I want you to know God is faithful. He said, I'm married to the backslider. Rededicate your life to me.
Yeah.
And he said that. I'll remind you about the blessing of the supper. If you don't have a church home today, we ask that you consider and make a decision to join up with the people of God in New Jerusalem. This place where the word is powerful and our worship is passionate, we ask you to come here and be with us. We'll accept you as a family just as you are. We'll walk down the King's Highway together. Is there one today? Is there one? Is there one? May God bless and keep you. This is my word.